Message number 714. The biggest mistake you can make is to assume that only hardened sinners are cast into the fires of hell. Sunday, February 24, 2013 at 10:00 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, when the world experiences the warning, it will divide into two parts. The first part will consist of those who have accepted the confession and whose souls have been engulfed with the Holy Spirit. From that day on, their conversion will be complete, and because of this they will suffer by the hands of those who reject my hand of mercy. The second part will be made up of those hardened souls whose loyalty is to the beast and who have pledged their hearts and souls to Satan deliberately and in the full knowledge as to what they are doing. For they believe in the so-called paradise he has promised them, which of course does not exist. Their destiny is eternal suffering in the fires of hell. There are also those souls who do not believe in God or me, their Savior Jesus Christ. My mercy will not be accepted by many of them. They will not care about the state of their souls because they believe that it does not matter. These are the atheists, many of whom are good people at heart but who believe that they control their own lives and that their pursuit of worldly delights will sustain them in this life, that this will be sufficient to bring them peace and satisfaction, which of course cannot be, for it is impossible until sin is eradicated. Their stubbornness means that unless they change and accept me, Jesus Christ, they cannot go to my Father. They cannot be given access to the paradise he has created for all his children. The biggest mistake you can make is to assume that only hardened sinners are cast into the fires of hell. Sadly, all those who reject God cannot be near God, nor can they be forced to accept him. Their free will is the great gift given to them by God. It cannot be taken away from them through force of any kind. It will be by their own free will which will dictate their fate. They will either choose my hand and enter paradise or accept the lies planted in their minds by Satan, which will seal their destiny. Your Jesus.